You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on 1% Better. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on 1% Better, a story about how to close the gap from where you are to where you want to be by Brian Kane. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. The best place to start is to intentionally invest 1% of your day into yourself and become a better version of you today than you were yesterday. Then, wake up tomorrow and do the same thing. Rinse and repeat. It's actually quite simple. End quote. That's Brian Kane from 1% Better. Welcome to our second note on one of Brian Kane's little mental toughness optimal living fables. As we discussed in our note on the 10 pillars of mental performance mastery, Brian is one of the world's leading mental toughness coaches. He's also a longtime student of mine and easily tied for first as one of the most inspiring, energized human beings I know. His client list includes 4 Major League Baseball Cy Young Award winners, 8 UFC World Champion mixed martial artists. He once coached the 3 people on the top of the UFC pay-per-view card. Think about that. 3 different fights, 2 of which were for a championship. He coached a fighter in each of those top 3 fights. He's also worked with World Series and Super Bowl champions and MVPs, Olympic medalists, and countless other elite athletes and coaches. And Brian recently visited me and the Johnson fam out here in the country outside of Austin. The kids and wifey and I had fun learning how to eat fire and break an arrow with our necks and do other fun things we didn't think we could do. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. He left this book and 10 pillars with me as a gift. They're both super quick reading, inspiring books packed with a ton of wisdom. I read both of them in the same weekend. Think if Paulo Coelho wrote about mental toughness and kind of like Robin Sharma's Monk Who Sold His Ferrari or Dan Millman's Way of the Peaceful Warrior. Now, 10 Pillars is all about the foundation of Brian's Mental Performance Mastery Program. This one is all about, as per the subtitle, how to close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. It features a burned-out teacher named Mr. Big, who meets a dynamic mentor, Sonny, who helps him get his mojo back. How? By getting 1% better. When? Today, hero. The book's packed with big ideas, and I'm excited to share a handful of my favorites, so let's jump straight in. First big idea, the 1% intention. Good morning, Mr. Big. It's time to get juiced. Either we are going to dominate the day or the day will dominate us. Are you ready? Sonny asked with the excitement of a kid on Christmas Day. As we began walking the halls to the scent of bacon and breakfast, Sonny started asking me about math. Mr. Big, there are 24 hours in a day and 60 minutes in each hour. How many minutes are there in a day? I quickly took out my phone and asked, "Hey Siri, how many minutes in a day?" "There are 1,440 minutes in a day," Siri chimed back. Then Sonny asked, "What's 1% of 1,440? Now this is where I was stumped. I wasn't sure how to do the math. After all, I wasn't a math teacher. "No idea," I replied. 1% of a day is 14 minutes and 24 seconds, she said emphatically. Everyone wants to get 1% better, but they fail to intentionally invest 1% of their day, because they don't even know that it's a strategy for success, end quote. So, Mr. Big is a burned out teacher. Sonny is his mentor. She works in the cafeteria and brings the juice all day, every day. Her number one lesson and the focal point of the entire book? Well, let me repeat the quote from the intro we just reviewed. The best place to start is to intentionally invest 1% of your day into yourself and become a better version of you today than you were yesterday. Then wake up tomorrow and do the same thing. Rinse and repeat. It's actually quite simple. Now, let's review the math. There are 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes per hour. That's 1,440 minutes per day. 1% of that? 14 minutes and 24 seconds. 1% of your day. See, here's the question. What's the number one thing you know you could be doing that, if you spent just 1% of your day doing it, would have the most positive impact in your life? Seriously, what is it? 1% of your day meditating is 14 minutes and 24 seconds of meditation. Would that change your life? Or 1% of your day with zero technology spent, 101% focused on being present with your significant other and or your kids. Would that change your life? Or how about investing 1% of your day reflecting on your life purpose or living more on purpose today? Doing the things you know you could be doing for just 14 minutes and 24 seconds today. Plus 1%. Tiny investments that lead to tiny gains that add up fast. Let's bring in some other great teachers for their wisdom on the mathematics of a day and small incremental gains aggregated and compounded over an extended period of time. We'll start with Robin Sharma, then talk about James Clear. In The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, Robin Sharma tells us to go all in for just 1 month and see just how much we can change our lives. He tells us, and I quote, 672 hours of inner work to profoundly improve every waking moment of the rest of your life is quite a bargain, don't you think? Investing in yourself is the best investment you will ever make. It will not only improve your life, it will improve the lives of all those around you. Then there's some James Clear wisdom from his brilliant book, Atomic Habits. He tells us, quote, "It is so easy to overestimate the importance of one defining moment and underestimate the value of making small improvements on a daily basis. Too often, we convince ourselves that massive success requires massive action. Whether it's losing weight, building a business, writing a book, winning a championship, or achieving any other goal, we put pressure on ourselves to make some earth-shattering improvement that everyone will talk about. Meanwhile, improving 1% isn't particularly notable. Sometimes it is even noticeable, but it can be far more meaningful, especially in the long run. The difference a tiny improvement can make over time is astounding. Here's how the math works. If you can get 1% better each day for 1 year, you'll end up 37 times better by the time you're done. Conversely, if you get 1% worse each day for 1 year, you'll decline nearly down to zero. What starts as a small win or a minor setback accumulates into something much more." James continues by saying, "Habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. The same way that money multiplies through compound interest, the effects of your habits multiply as you repeat them. They seem to make little difference on any given day, and yet the impact they deliver over the months and years can be enormous. It is only when looking back 2, 5, or perhaps 10 years later that the value of good habits and the cost of bad ones become strikingly apparent." End quote. 1% gains aggregated and compounded for a year equals an astonishing 30x improvement. And as I say in that note on Atomic Habits, check it out, create a spreadsheet like the one I linked to in this note and run that plus 1% daily improvement out for another year. Guess what? After 2 years, you're not 74 times better. You're now 1,400 times better. Why stop there? Run it out another year. After the third year of aggregating and compounding those 1% gains, you're now 53,405 times better. 4 years, you're 2,017,828 times better. 5 years, you're 76,240,507 times better. Shall we run it out 10 years? All right, let's. Result, on day 3,472, we hit our last normal number. We're 998,822,690,9590 times better. That's nearly a quadrillion times better. Then we break our Google spreadsheet by day 3,650, when we're at 5.87074E plus 15. I don't even know what that means, but I assume it's even more zeros. All that to say, little things matter a lot, especially when we compound them over time. Let's plus one today. Next big idea, growing through the motions. Mr. Big, it's the start that stops most people. An object, in this case you, in motion, stays in motion. It's breaking inertia that is the hardest part. Did you know that a space shuttle uses about 80% of its fuel in the first hour of its journey? Once you get momentum on your side, success comes your way. You create a rhythm and routine and start operating your habits and routines more intentionally instead of blindly going through the motions. I like to call it growing through the motions versus going through the motions, Sonny asserted. The best place to start is always with your intention and your investment. Your 1% intention is flexible and flowing. It can adapt over time, but it must always be written down, and it must always be in action, preferably as part of your AM or PM routine, because that's where you have the most control of your day, end quote. So, are you mindlessly going through the motions, or are you deliberately growing through the motions, consistently dominating your highest leverage habits so you can make your prior best, your new baseline, and stay curious about what you're truly capable of? Remember, it's the beginning that's always the hardest part, which is why Aristotle tells us, by common consent, the beginning is more than half the whole task and throws a flood of light on many of the aspects of the inquiry. It's also why Greg Kreck puts it this way in The Art of Taking Action. He tells us, quote, here's Newton's first law of physics. An object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion with the same speed and in the same direction unless acted upon by some outside force. Sir Isaac Newton was one of the most extraordinary intellects of his time. He realized that when an object is at rest, it will basically stay at rest unless something influences it. It's also true that when an object is in motion, it will basically stay in motion. This is what we refer to as momentum. This is why small steps can be so valuable. They offer momentum at a fairly low cost. In other words, it takes very little effort to create momentum. One push-up, one dish washed, one photo organized, one paragraph written in your novel to be. Have you gone very far? No. Do you now have momentum? Yes. And once you have momentum, you are in motion, you are more likely to continue in motion. End quote. Now, it's also why B.J. Fogg tells us we need to make our habits tiny, and why he named his book Tiny Habits, and why James Clear echoes that in his Atomic Habits, as in really, really small. And it's why Stephen Guys echoes all that wisdom in his book called Mini Habits. Check out notes on all of those. You want to dominate your day? Start small. Make it easy to win. Then plus one all day, every day, especially when? Today. Little PS here, Darren Hardy echoes all this wisdom in his great book called The Compound Effect, in which he tells us, I quote, the same thing happens when a rocket ship launches. The space shuttle uses more fuel during the first few minutes of its flight than it does the rest of the entire trip. Why? Because it has to break free from the pull of gravity. Once it does, it can glide in orbit. The hard part? Getting off the ground. Your old ways and your old conditioning are just like the inertia of the merry-go-round or the pull of gravity. Everything just wants to stay at rest. You'll need a lot of energy to break your inertia and get your new enterprise underway. But once you get momentum, you will be hard to stop, virtually unbeatable, even though you're now putting out considerably less effort while receiving greater results, end quote. Now, Hardy is also the one who helped me get super clear on the power of AM and PM bookends. Here's how he puts that. I quote again. This is again from The Compound Effect. Check out those notes. The key to becoming world-class in your endeavors is to build your performance around world-class routines. It can be difficult, even futile, to predict or control what will show up in the middle of your workday. But you can almost always control how your day starts and ends. He tells us, I have routines for both. In our mastery series, we spend a lot of time helping you create masterpiece days. And we talk a lot about your AM and PM bookends. Check those out. Remember, today started the day before. Get your PM dialed in and the rest of your day tomorrow will go a lot better with a lot more energy you can apply to your work and to your love. Again, not someday, but today. Next big idea, A plus S plus Goya equals R. Quote, Today's Success Hotline message was about exactly how to go from temporary to legendary. Dr. Gilbert talked about A plus S plus Goya, G-O-Y-A, equals R, Sonny explained. Dr. Gilbert is using an acronym that means ability plus strategy plus get off your anatomy, do the work, equals results. Sonny recited aloud as she wrote it on the whiteboard in my classroom. Mr. Big, ability is not something you are lacking to be the optimal version of yourself. You are simply blocking it. How we unblock our ability is by giving you the right strategy. In this case, that strategy is simply your 1% intention. You then have to get off your anatomy and do your 1% intention each day. When you do that, you will see better results. End quote. You want to become legendary and tap into your ultimate potential? Well, you're not necessarily lacking the ability. The real issue might be that you don't have the right strategy. Now, this was a lesson that Brian made vividly real for me and the kids when he visited recently. How'd he do it? He showed us how to break an arrow with our necks and eat fire. So what's breaking arrows with your neck and eating fire have to do with anything? And especially this idea? Everything. Here's the short story. Brian took a wooden arrow and placed one end against the wall and the other end against his neck. Don't try this at home unless you have the right strategy and the right arrow. Then he took a deep breath, stepped forward, and snapped the arrow in half. Then he invited us to do it, to which we were all tempted to say, no, thank you, we're good. Then he told us, you don't lack the ability to break the arrow with your neck. You just lack the strategy on how to easily do it safely. Then he taught us how to do it. Then I did it. Boom. Same thing with eating fire. There's a strategy on how to do it. Once you know it, it's easy. And, well, same thing with pretty much everything in our lives. BJ Fogg echoes this wisdom as well in Tiny Habits, where he tells us, and I quote, we are not the problem. Our approach to change is, it's a design flaw, not a personal flaw. Again, it's a strategy issue, not an ability issue. Which brings us back to the equation, A plus S plus Goya equals R. Ability plus strategy plus get off your anatomy and do the work if you want the results. You can't just know what to do, you have to do it. Which is why the number one thing we are most committed to with Heroic is helping you move from theory to practice to mastery. We need to actually do the things we know we could be doing, not someday, one more time, today. Goya, get off your anatomy and go dominate. Next big idea, the three-step success cycle. Quote, when you create a 1% intention, you want to be sure that you can follow the three-step success cycle. The three-step success cycle is a process that is applied to all types of performance, teaching, marriage, athletic, business, and yes, your 1% intention, Sonny said. First, you have to prepare for your performance. Then you perform. Finally, you have to reflect on your performance to maximize your learning from that performance on that day. The biggest mistake I see in people who set the 1% intention is that they prepare by writing down what they will do, then they do their 1% intention for a short period of time, but fail to reflect on it. Reflection is where the golden nuggets of wisdom and development are mined. You have to reflect so you can learn. Otherwise, you slip back into going through the motions instead of growing through the motions, end quote. The three-step success cycle. We prepare, we perform, we reflect. Now, let's focus on the reflection side of things for a moment. Quick important note here. One of the absolute best ways to see Kaner's wisdom in action is to read this article, which I link in the note, in The Athletic on one of his clients, Cy Young winner Corbin Burns. Now, before working with Brian, Corbin was literally the statistically worst performing pitcher in Major League Baseball. Now, he's one of the absolute most dominant. One of the keys to his success, he's constantly working his protocol and constantly getting better by reviewing his performance and finding little ways to optimize. Brian describes it as well, better, how. Again, check out the Athletic article for more on how Corbin does it. The basic approach is similar to our 1-2-3 optimizing protocol that we talk about in a plus one I link on Lanny Basham's three-step process, and again, that we talk about throughout our mastery series. Number one, identify what went well. Number two, identify what needs work, something that you can do better. Then number three, identify specifically how you will do things a little better next time. Repeat. 1-2-3, plus one, plus one, plus one, all the way to the Cy Young. Almost rhymed. Next and final big idea, plant the tree. Quote, well, Mr. Big, the best time to plant the tree of investment and intention would have been 20 years ago when you started, because it would be fully grown and able to provide fruit for others by now. But the second best time to plant the tree is right now. End quote. Are you perhaps feeling any regret that you didn't start showing up like you meant it years or maybe even decades ago? Perfect. It is what it is. Accept reality. Use that pain as fuel to give us all you got. As John F. Kennedy once said, I am reminded of the story of the great French marshal, Lyautey, who once asked his gardener to plant a tree. The gardener objected that the tree was slow growing and would not reach maturity for 100 years. The marshal replied, in that case, there's no time to lose. Plant it this afternoon, end quote. Then there's Seth Godin. In The Icarus Deception, he tells us, it's too bad that so much time has been wasted, but it would be unforgivable to wait any longer. You have the ability to contribute so much. We need you now. I repeat, it's too bad that so much time has been wasted, but it would be unforgivable to wait any longer. You have the ability to contribute so much. We need you now. It's day one, hero. How will you get 1% better today? All in. Let's go. That is a quick look at this tiny little fable, 1% better, a story about how to close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. Let's enjoy some great quotes and we'll wrap it up. Brian tells us, consistent execution of a simple personal and professional growth plan is exactly how we close the gap from where we are to where we want to be. And I repeat, energy, work, love, your big three protocol, target practice in the Heroic app is one of, we believe, and early research is showing, the most powerful ways to increase your energy, to increase your productivity, to increase your connection through some very simple protocols consistently executed. Back to Brian, he tells us, if you don't have a plan, how are you getting better? The problem is when you stop getting better, you start getting bitter. And nobody likes being around people who are bitter all the time. Kaner tells us the reason why writing it down is so important is that when you write down your intention, you take it from the clouds and you put it in the dirt. Where do things grow? In the dirt. Brian tells us, you must embody that which you want to share with others. You cannot, all caps, give to others that which you do not first personally possess. If you want other people to be juiced, you must first be juiced yourself. If you want others to be intentional, you must first be intentional yourself. And finally, as Brian likes to say, if you're juiceful, you're useful. And if you're juiceless, you're useless. There you go. It's time to get 1% better today, tomorrow, the day after that, aggregating and compounding those tiny little gains that become huge gains as we move from theory to practice to mastery together today.
We hope you enjoyed that philosopher's note. Go to heroic.us to download more.